maths test at Lord's is remembered as the bomb scare test, when 28,000 Saturday spectators were asked to leave the stands. Play stopped for 85 minutes, but it proved to be a hoax. On the first day, the West Indies batsmen put on a quite spectacular exhibition.
Willis now moving into bowl to Kanhai, from the nursery end. On the way into Kanhai. Kanhai goes for a big hit, down to mid-wicket it goes. This could be a century, will be a century. A bit of misfielding here by Luckhurst, giving Kanhai his century. Luckhurst at mid-wicket. Misfielding, and Kanhai getting his century. One spectator coming onto the field. Another one encroaching about, 50, 60 yards onto it, touching Luckhurst on his shoulder. So there's one spectator coming onto the field and another walking very slowly across now. But neither of them have got close enough to Kanhai to have offered their congratulations. One gentleman has managed to come on and he shakes Kanhai by the hand. A gentleman in the green shirt, West Indian of course. And there are a couple of policemen waiting for him as he comes back. So it's going to be interesting to see what the position will be now. In any case, Kanhai's got 100, and a well-deserved century indeed. Only a second in England against England, as the policeman and the West Indian supporter who came onto the field to acknowledge Kanhai's century are arm in arm now coming off the field. I'm sure the West Indian supporter would be well pleased with this century from Kanhai. 228 for three. And poor old Luckhurst must be feeling rather annoyed with himself, because it was a bit of misfielding, and a pretty bad bit of misfielding too, at mid-wicket, which allowed Kanhai to go for two runs to bring up his century.
They were 335 for four at the end of the first day. Kanhai went first thing the next morning for 157, but then Sobers completed his 26th test century. Bernard Julian, batting at number eight, also got in on the act, described by a new recruit to the commentary team, Christopher Martin Jenkins.
The men out, just in case there are any new listeners today, were Foster, caught by Willis, off Greg for nine, and Kanhai, the first to go this morning, caught by Greg at second slip, off Willis for 157. Now it's Greg from the nursery end, full toss, hit away for four by Julian, and there is his 100, his first test 100. And on, I'm afraid to say, come the invaders in greater force than they have at any time in this match, and they are on the pitch. The police, scattered police, coming on from all four corners at a gentle military slow march. But the bells are ringing. And West Indian supporters, not just West
on
Indian ones,
wicket too,
are on. Ray Lingworth is sitting down on the edge of the square. He's having a little bit of attention himself. Rather mocking attention, poor chap. Gradually they're carrying off the pitch. The groundsman, Jim Fairbrother, is there. Absolutely disgusted that his hallowed turf should be so invaded.
Pitch invasions seemed sadly to be the order of that summer. Sobers retired for a while with a stomach upset, but it didn't seem to affect his batting.
Ellingworth bowls to him again. He plays his way on the onside. It's to Boycott's right this time. Time for an easy single, which brings up to 650.
The last 50 took 28 minutes, the fastest bit.
And that 50 came in only 28 minutes. Magnificent batting. Ellingworth runs away from the pavilion end again. Bowls short of a length. Sobers pulls him away through the vacant mid-wicket gap. Fletcher has a long run from long on. He picks it up now just inside the ropes. And that amble two is enough to give Gary Sobers his 105th. And at that point, the declaration is made by Rohan Kant. 652 for 8. Gary Sobers 150 not out. Van Holder 23 not out. And the tired warriors of England walk off to the shadow and sanctuary of the pavilion.
Well, the applause you can hear is for Garfield Sobers' superb innings in every possible way. 150 not out. Hardly ever looked in the slightest bit of trouble. Applauded very enthusiastically off the field by everyone, including the England side, because no one, no cricketer, can fail to appreciate an innings of that quality. Superb innings. In fact, in this enormous West Indian total, 652, we've seen 300s of rare calibre and class. Three great hundreds by any standards.
England made it